Good afternoon and welcome to everybody. Thanks for attending this call. I have to say that for this first quarter, I am happy and proud to say that we have accomplished our duties. Probably, as I mentioned several times, the first 6 months of the integration were the most critical. The program is going in the right directions and respecting the timing we had in mind, with some nice and positive surprises, mainly related to the sales side, because we are experiencing a better than expected margins in terms of sales. I think I mentioned that the company we acquired have some, let's say, not very accurate approach to the market. And definitely we are improving thanks to our presence, to our historical relationship with customers. So here, in terms of margin, we are having some nice surprises. The majority of the synergies still have to come. So after this third quarter, I tend to be that now I am a little bit more confident that we will be able to maintain what we have always explained. We have some problems mainly in United States related to the logistic integration. Our CEO in United States have underestimated some logistic problems. So in this moment, our order portfolio is very strong, not as strong as the turnover. We hope in the next 2-3 weeks to come back to a standard situation. But we also expect some complaints and possibly some fines requested by customers. I wouldn't give too much importance to this because in an integration process these things can happen, and anyway we are talking of extraordinary problems. In terms of market, United States is still a very good market. We have a very strong market in new developing countries like Brazil, Mexico, and India. And we have a stable market in Europe. This is a little bit of an outlook for the whole 2017. I don't expect big changes. So to translate, we will continue taking market share from the competition, but the market is less strong than it was in the last 2 years. The good side of this is that our market always tend to be stable or slightly growing. So I would say it's in the average of the last 4 or 5 years. I think for the moment I have finished. I will wait your questions, and I wait Stefano to introduce us to more details. Thanks.
Thanks, Massimo. I ask you to go to the presentation to page four in order that we can have some quick comments on the quarter figures. So if we have a look to the core business sales in the first quarter are equal to 117.6 million compared to 82.9 million the first quarter of 2016. It's equal to an increase of 34.7 million. That is 41.9% of increase. Of course, we have to do the exercise to normalize this increase from the M&A effect and from the FX effect. M&A effect is equal to 29.3 million, mainly refer to Darel Group revenue and Canson Group. I just remember that we acquired Darel Group in February of last year and Canson in October of last year. The other effects are referred to the legal company in India called Pioneer and then to the paper mill St. Cadbury that was acquired in September 2016. Total effect is 29.3 million. We have to add the FX effect, that is to consider, so not to add 0.3 million. And so if we depurate from the 34.7 million, the M&A effect, and the FX effect of 0.3, we arrive to an organic growth equal to 5.1 million, that is a 6.1% of organic growth. The, just a quick maybe comment on the FX effect. FX effect is referred to the main five currencies that we have this year, that are USD, Mexican pesos, renminbi, Indian rupee, and GBP. The organic growth is mainly referred to Asia for 3.2 million, and I'm referring especially in particular to India, that compared to the first quarter of the last year is shown an increase of 2.8 million, 26% more. Then we have growth in for 2.7 million in Central South America. And in this case, I refer to the Mexico in particular for 2.2 million. That is plus 33% compared to the previous year. Then we have Europe, 0.7 million, mainly refer to the, I call the commercial entity that we incorporated some years ago. I'm talking about Turkey, Poland, Russia, and Greece in particular. And as Massimo mentioned, the North America, that is USA in this case, experimented a decrease of sales equal to less 1.5 million. It's a temporary decrease of sales compared to the previous year, mainly refer to the difficulty integration of the Canson and Darel business to logistic difficulty to integrate the three business of Canson, Darel, and Dixon together. It's a temporary delay that all the actions are in plan in order to recover this revenue loss in the second quarter. By product line, we confirm that the main growth is organic growth is in other creative instruments for 2.7 million. Mainly refer just to have just a quick flash to the paints, to the chalks, to glue, to ruler square, and to modeling clay, and to acrylic paints. Then we have an increase of 1.6 million pencil, mainly graphite pencil, and an industrial product for 0.8 million, mainly refer to writing markers. Just to have a quick look to the cakes graphic, it's clear that if we see the graphic referred to the product line, we have an increase of the share referred to the other creative instruments that include the business paper, acrylic paints, so Darel Canson business. We can see an increase in the graphic by marketing division, of course, of the fine art, the art and hobby part of the business that increased from 6.6% of the last year to 30%. By geographic area, the situation is similar to the previous year, because Canson and Darel are split more or less 50% in Europe and 50% in North America. If we go to page 5, we can have a look to the trend of EBITDA. The EBITDA of this quarter is a normalized EBITDA, just EBITDA is equal to 17.1 million. That compared to 11.9 million of the first quarter 2016 is a 5.2 million increase. Also in this case, we have to do the exercise to normalize this growth from the M&A effect that is equal to 4.2 million and to the FX effect that is equal to 60, 6,000 euros. So it's a material, as we always say, that we always experiment an FX effect between between 1.5%, in this case it's 0.4 of the EBITDA, the reported EBITDA, because we had a different trend, of course, among the currency. The US dollar increased compared to the previous year. We are long US dollar. The Mexican peso decreased, the RMB decreased, the Indian rupee increased, and the GDP decreased. So all the mix of these currency create a natural aging, and the total asset is equal to 60,000 euros. The normalized, the extraordinary costs are mainly refer that we normalize in EBITDA, mainly refer to the reorganization cost. We have a queue of consultancy advisory fee for the reorganization that we did in the first quarter. I'm talking mainly to UK and the US. And we have part also of severance costs due to the organization that we have in France, personal organization that we have in France and in UK. The, it's important to maybe to point that the EBITDA margin didn't decrease. This is due to, of course, an improvement of natural improvement that we have in the organic in the organic margin, EBITDA margin, that is equal to 14.6%. This is due in particular to the improvement of some company that we incorporated some years ago. But because of this percentage, the 14.5% is referred to the total EBITDA. Of course, we had a positive effect coming from Dahler and Canson that are higher to the expected 10%, potential 10% of the margin that we experiment last year, and then for a prudential approach, we thought that for the first part of the year could be confirmed. Of course, we the benefit of this improvement margin coming from the some cost saving structure. We did some strong cost saving structure, and then also the price, the organizational price and commercial policy, and also the inclusion of the margin coming from the extra distributor create a strong improvement, better than the expectation in the EBITDA margin, both in Carson than in Dyer. If we go to page 6, we can analyze the trend of the net income. The net income is equal to 5.7%, 1.4 more than the net adjusted net income of the previous year. We compare the first quarter 2016. I can highlight that we have more or less 1 million of more amortization depreciation coming from the M&A. Then we have 1 million of more interest coming from the acquisition financing. We have across 1 million of more tax coming from Carson Dallas Company. About the adjusted net financial position, of course, in this period of the year, we absorb cash because of the seasonality. So the net financial position close to equal to 255.9 million. So the cash absorption was equal to 32.4 million, coming from an operating cash flow of negative 25 million, capex cash out for 3.7 million, interest pay for 2.3 million, dividend pay to minority, and talking about the dividend pay from the Indian subsidiary equal to 0.1 million. We have a negative effect of for Forex equal to 2.4 million, and we had a positive effect that we try to normalize in the graphic that comes from a disposal of minority participation in the Scandinavian subsidiary that we sold to a new partner that this that was a distributor of our product in Denmark, now that in North Europe. And so this sale of participation created an extraordinary cash-in of more or less 1 million. The participation in the company, still had the control, but we sold, say, part of the minority interest that we had in this company. So adding all this effect, the negative cash absorption is 32.4 million. I can just highlight that compared to the previous year, we had an improvement because, of course, the magnitude of the business is higher. We had an increase of reported EBITDA of 60%, but the cash absorption was only 10% more than the previous year. In fact, I had a better EBITDA cash conversion this year compared to the previous year. This is due mainly to the two effects. There is some improvement in the FILA company, in the working capital management, but also the different seasonality of Canson and Daler helps to smooth the effect that we had the previous year in this period of the working capital. So I think that now we can let space to any question you have.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. The first question comes from Alessandro Cecchini of Equita.
Everybody, good evening. I have some questions. The first one is about of margins. In the first quarter, were at least for me surprisingly up year on year. We understood thanks to a better trend in terms of Canson and Daler. I would like to better understand what kind of synergies we had exploited in the first quarter and what we have to think about for the next quarters, and then to say what kind of margin year on year we have to expect for the full year. This is my first question. My second question is about what kind of organic sales growth do you expect for the second quarter, considering that you said that North America was particularly weak for some one-off in the first quarter. And then I would like to better understand the tax rate that was 36% in the first quarter. I would like to better understand if it is expected to be normalized over the next quarter and full year. Thank you.
I will start from the last question, and then I will let Massimo and me and Marco to answer to the other question. Alessandro, if you see the report tax rate is 98% of the previous year. So, as usual, it's not easy to analyze our report tax rate, and because there are some special effects, in particular in the previous year. But what I do is normally, if you normalize the profit before taxes from all the companies that have a profit and loss in the group but no taxes, we have some cases, and from exchange rate difference that are not taxable, the tax rate after this exercise this year is 30% compared to 34% of the previous year. Unfortunately, okay. It's not possible to work on the reported basis because there are some special effects. I have a lot of companies, especially in Daler, also in Canson Group, that have maybe negative result and or profit result without tax. And so I have to normalize these to have just a reasonable indication tax rate. But can confirm that we have 30% compared to 34% of the previous year.
Okay.
So more or less in line.
Mm.
Ciao Alessandro. The margins
clearly, for us, I mean, it was a little bit of a positive surprise, but as you can imagine, when you do a due diligence process, you can study the average margin of a company by country, by line of product, but it's difficult to understand in a due diligence what is behind. When we enter in the execution of our reorganization process, we have discovered that the commercial strategy of both companies was inconsistent. This I really can say. And from my point of view, the consistency of a commercial approach means stability, means sometimes to impose to customer a kind of strategy. It's one of the secrets to be successful in our business. And I think here we have really a good surprise, but not because we were conservative, because we really didn't have the tool to understand their commercial strategy. So from January, we have been extremely rigid, especially for the new acquired companies, and this is showing unexpected good results, because if you remember, I talked about on 100% base, our business plan was based 70% on cost and 30% on revenue synergies. The improvement of the commercial strategy was zero. So what we are experiencing now definitely is going to be a nice surprise going forward. I do expect even a slight further improvement, because when you change a price strategy, it's difficult to start from January 1. Generally speaking, you negotiate with customers and you succeed to impose new prices in February, in March. And so I expect a further improvement. So frankly speaking, I tend to be optimistic about the our business. So now I'm touching the second question, the organic sales growth. There is not anything particular except that United States will recover completely or partially the delay, and as I like to be very transparent, I have to tell you that we could have some negative surprises by customers that that have been affected by our poor service in these first 4 months, but these surprises will be only one-off. So the relationship is still very positive. They understand that in a very complicated process, sometimes you could have negative surprises. But in terms of organic growth, I don't expect anything negative. So to translate, the business is looking better than expected. We expect a very good second quarter.
Okay, thank you, Massimo. Just to better understand, if I understood correctly, so basically both Canson and Dallaire were not dilutive in the first quarter in terms of margins.
No, unbelievably not.
Okay. And then do you think that is something related to seasonality or just related to the fact that new commercial...
I understand this is not your business, but I have my... We have... imagine you have two customers that previously were working with Dallaire and with Canson, with the separate sales people, and they are also my customer. So with Fila, they have a consistent price strategy, customer number one, customer number two. With Dallaire and Canson, they have differences between 10, 15, 20%. So we went to them and we told them, guys, it's impossible because we are FILA and we are not used to give this kind of different strategy, different approach to the market, because in if not in 1 year from now, you will complain with us. So we have standardized their commercial approach throughout the world, no exception. The worst case scenario is we are giving to the salespeople 2 years when the difference is too big. So this is a new positioning for Daler and Kamson.
Okay.
We have repositioned the company in a better way in the market.
Okay, okay. So so basically, no, as you said before, no cost actions were in place in the first month. I mean, just
only,
very little.
Only part, because we have reduced some overhead, but the cost related to production are all the benefit, let's say all the announcement have been done during month of May, and will be the further announcement will be done in June, July. So as already explained, the benefit will come from the end of this year.
Okay, many thanks.
As a reminder, if you have a question, please press star then one. There is no question registered at this time. The next question is a feedback from Alessandro Cecchini of Equita.
Take the questions for a couple of further questions. The first one is about what kind of trend for the market, if you can elaborate a little bit more in terms of a competitive landscape that you are observing in the first month. And then my second question is about depreciation amortization. I would like to better understand what kind of amount of PPA you record in the first quarter. Thank you.
Alessandro, if I understood well, you want to better understand the market trend.
Exactly, the competitive environment that you are...
The trend is stronger than expected in India, in Mexico, and generally speaking in South America. I know from customers that the market is doing okay also in the United States. As I mentioned before, we are suffering of service level, so we cannot have this positive experience, but the market, they tell me, is good as it has been in the last years. In Europe, we are experiencing a little bit of slowdown compared to the last 2-3 years. So we tend to see a stable market. But a very strange information we have from the market. Even Amazon is stable. It was used double digit, if not a triple digit. In the first 4 months, also Amazon is stable. So there is something in this that we don't completely understand, except that in Europe we continue experiencing a good market share increase versus competition that is always weaker and weaker.
Okay, thank you.
So Alex, the question about the capital amortization depreciation, as you can see, of course, in the cash flow, we invest 3.7 million. Main part of this investment is referred to Kamson and then Daler, because Kamson is building a new warehouse in France. And also Daler did some investment, they moved to a new warehouse and they have did some investment to the new warehouse. You can see that in the P&L, amortization depreciation is higher than CapEx, but because part, I can say that I forecast more or less, as I told you in the past, 14 million of CapEx. I have no difference in this moment, no warning, no nothing that CapEx is higher or lower.
but I will have a total amount of amortization depreciation higher than investment, because remember that I have a queue of amortization coming from the intangible, coming from the PP&A, that are not I have no specular investment for this part of amortization depreciation. So amortization depreciation will be higher than CapEx due to the queue of PP&A depreciation.
That okay, that is around 4 or 5 million for the full year basis, if I understood correctly.
Full 5 million, maybe a little more.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Again, if you have a question, please press star and one. The next question is from Hamish Edelfeld of Octus Capital.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, great.
Good evening.
Good evening. Just a more general question for the midterm from me. Have you got any interests at any point in issuing sort of further out guidance and sort of coming up with a midterm story for your investor base to understand kind of where you think the company can get to?
I prefer Stefano De Rosa, the CFO,
okay,
to answer if, in fact, we are discussing about this subject.
Okay.
Thanks for the question.
For the moment, we give all a general trend of the market, but we don't give any specific guidance for sure this year. But we are thinking about the future in this moment. No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
There is no question registered at the moment.
Just to finish, because to be precise, we are implementing also the new ERP, and so we prefer also to have a complete picture with the new system, and so finish this project that will take, let's say, it's 5 years project, but the core is in a couple of years, then maybe we will... after we think about how to disclose to give some guidance to the market.
At this moment, there is no question registered.
If there are no more questions, I thank you, as always, very much to attending the meeting, and looking forward to meet you face to face.
Good evening.